but a man of God. And here he has two lost parents. And look how God is using him. And I thought, oh Lord, how lowly I am. I was raised by two of the godliest parents. And I feel like nothing. I have cried this week until the corners of my eyes are raw. And I have laughed. And I have been blessed. And when Brother Charles started going over that again last night, I mean this, and oh Lord knows, my insides were trembling. I mean, they were literally trembling just listening to Brother Charles describe that again. And I just kept thinking, Lord, you're not no respecter person. That can happen to me too. But August the 10th, well, a few days before that, the Lord had laid on Daddy's heart, which that's my daddy. The Lord had laid it on his heart to have a revival at our church down in Florida. And the Lord had also laid it on his heart for him to do the preaching. And he had got up on Sunday morning and he said, we're going to give a Bible away to the one who brings the most. Well, boy, I got out that next day and I went in that subdivision we lived in and I was grabbing every kid I could and I was telling them, I want that red Scofield Bible. Now you got to come to church with me. Well, that first night I had a pew all to myself with all my friends. And Daddy started preaching. And boy, I just felt that convicting power. I was just a 7-year-old little girl. I'd been raised under Ed Blue's preaching all my life. But that was the first time that the Lord had spoke to me and really showed me I was lost. But that old pride that Brother Charles was talking about, I was holding on to. I thought, I can't go that older. All these kids are here. And well, I went home that night. I covered my head up with the covers. I was scared to death. I could have easily walked in my mom and dad's room and said, pray with me. I want to get saved. But for some reason, I still held on to that old pride. The next night, them same kids went back to church with me. And my heart was about to beat out of my chest. They just kept singing, just as I am, just as I am. I thought, please. But on Wednesday night, when I come back, I had more kids with me that night than I had the other two nights before. But I couldn't stand it. I just couldn't stand it. The altar was filled. I mean filled. There was people all over the place. And I was sitting right about over there where Karen and Aunt Peggy was sitting. And I come down and the only place I could find was right here on the end of the altar. And I just, well, I just kindly just crawled in. Mama didn't know I was down there. Daddy didn't know I was down there. But guess who knew I was down there? And all I could say over and over and over again, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Oh, just forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. And you know what he did? He forgave me. So on August the 10th, 1966, I asked the Lord into my heart and he saved me. I've been raised in church all my life. And me and Brother Stanley Daniels, that was here earlier in the week from Alabama, we was talking about how horrible it is how many people we knew that was raised just like we was raised by good godly parents, raised in church. Now you can't even get them to darken the Lord's house. We're just sitting there talking, wondering, you know, what happened? What happened? And I told him the one thing that I felt like kept me in church all these years is how real my mom and dad made God in our lives. It wasn't a joke. It wasn't a part-time thing. It wasn't just, you know, it was our life.
Sure.
It was our life. It wasn't, well, are we going to church this morning? Or are we going to go to church tonight? It was just our life, just like breathing. Yeah. It was our life. And if we don't show that to our kids today, we're going to be in trouble.
Amen.
And I just want to tell all you men of God that's got up here behind this pulpit this week, you'll never, never know until the name of this song, Tomorrow, what y'all done for me this week.
God bless you.
You have blessed me and blessed me and blessed me. The people here at Way of the Cross has been blessed.
Yes, we have.
Y'all pray for me while I sing this. I told somebody the other day. Well, Daddy didn't have no sons, and I can't be a preacher. So.
I ordained
But I do love this song. It's not talking about that tomorrow at 1 minute after 12. It's talking about that great tomorrow. When we won't have to say goodbye anymore. When we will have a jubilee from here through eternity. Y'all pray for me. Today the storm clouds are hovering again. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. But I'm gonna go on, hold fast to the right, for I can make it through this day with tomorrow in mind. Tomorrow, the sun's gonna shine. Will be mine. I'm determined I can take it one day at a time. Oh, I can make it through this day with tomorrow in mind. Now this life will not guarantee tomorrow. And if tomorrow never comes, I'll be fine. Cause my future plans, they are placed in His hands. And I'll be singing with the angels. Heaven will be mine. Oh, tomorrow, the sun's gonna shine. Tomorrow. I'm determined I can take it one day at a time. Oh, I can make it through this day with tomorrow in mind. Yesterday's storms will be over, cause tomorrow the clouds will break and we will. Take it one day.